on Dean. Wayne is in South Carolina. Jackie's in San Diego. And Dean's in Palo Alto, I believe, right? Is that right? And Dean?
Yeah,
that's right.
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry, that's right.
And so let's see. We keep a roll, and there's all these people checking in. If we can't get everybody, we'll get you at the end. My name is Wynn. God, we have probably 10 beeps, 11 beeps. Okay, who's on the East Coast that would like to say their name in their city?
This is Larry, Suzanne in Arizona.
Uh-oh. Let's see, who's on the Northeast?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Say your name in your city in North Carolina. Okay. Okay, be patient, because we're not going to... I was negligent, and we were talking to our BBS audience. We're on the Internet air right now. Who's in New York? Anyone in New York State? Anyone in Florida?
Yes.
Yes. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Larry, Fort Lauderdale.
Hi, Larry.
How you doing?
All right. Anyone in between New York and Fort Lauderdale? Anyone north of... Go ahead. That's you, Wayne, you, right?
Yeah, you got me, right.
I got you. Anyone north of New York? Okay, anyone in the middle of the country?
Carol in Ohio.
Hi, Carol.
Hi.
Hi.
And anyone in Texas? Anyone else in the middle of the country? Anyone in California? Oh.
Hi, here. Yeah, San Diego.
Gary and Marianne in San Diego. Hi, Gary and Marianne.
Wesley and Diane in San Diego.
Wesley and Diane, make sure you meet Gary and Marianne if you can fit it in.
Yeah, we'll give you guys a call.
All right.
Go ahead.
There are roving, what would you call you? Our roving dolphin lover. Ambassadors. That's the word I was looking for. Thank you. Okay. And who else in California?
Chris in California.
Hi, Chris. You're in Modesto, right?
That's right. Right.
You know, tell me, is everyone in Modesto modest?
No.
Good, I'm glad to hear it. And who else is in California? Who else is in Washington?
Arizona.
Arizona. Samuel's
Dan's here.
Samuel in Arizona. Hi, Samuel.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Suzanne is here, too.
And Suzanne. Okay.
There are 15 participants in the conference.
Well, we have about five people more that haven't identified themselves, and it's okay if you're coming in for the first time and listening in. My name is Winfrey, and it is now 6 o'clock, and we will officially welcome all those visitors that are coming in on the BBS line who are sharing space with us while we do our Monday night conference. And if you just tuned in on BBS, we'll have everyone on our conference line wave hello. Okay, guys, you want to say hello to everyone that's listening on BBS?
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
There we go. Just letting you know. And this started out as a telephone conference line, and it was started out as an experiment in... really, I didn't know where it would go. It was an experiment to see how I was going to share this experience I was having, which I could call interdimensional communication with other people in a way that would be meaningful to them. And,
all callers are muted.
I just muted everybody, but we'll bring you back on later. And, of course, I'm not going to tell all the stories. I got loads of websites up. ConversationsWithMyGirlfriend.com, Higher-Vision.org. But for a couple of years, during the time period that I was writing the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, I found out that I was being observed, and that it's not like you see eyes looking at you. They have people start talking to you through them. And then you feel energies, and then you wonder, what are those energies coming from? And then you find out the energies are actually them. And who are them? Well, how do you know them or who they say they are? I can tell you who they say they are, and they say they're group souls. And they're not just small group souls, they're big group souls. They're group souls that are vast, that take up space that goes through galaxies. And that's how they identify themselves. Well, it all comes down to, so what? What do you do with that? Do you walk around and say, pound your chest and say, hi guys, I'm talking to group souls that are as big as galaxies? You could, and I don't know where that would go. Because the bottom line, it has to come in some way that can become a meaningful and significant experience for me and for you. And since we've been doing this call, I would say the people that have been checking in regularly would certainly agree to the fact that they have been having some kind of significant experience, many of them, some kind of growth. So what is it that provokes a significant experience in growth? I was thinking of a topic just before the call. I was thinking of what you could call old paradigm relationships and new paradigm relationships. Old paradigm relationships are based on obligation and self-interest and needs. And we're not placing a judgment on those kinds of relationships. All of us, including myself, have had those relationships in our lives, and you actually can't go through life without having some of those relationships connected to you. For example, if you have rent an apartment, you have a relationship of obligation with your apartment owner. If you got married and agreed to support your wife, you have a relationship of obligation, at least partially, with your wife. Hopefully it goes beyond that, but that's part of the relationship. If you go to work and have a job, and you agree to be at your work from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., that's a relationship of obligation. And none of us can get through the physical level without some relationships of obligation. Do you have an automobile? Is it licensed? Do you have a driver's license? Relationships of obligation. So we're not going to make relationships of obligation bad because it's part of this dimension. But when all the relationships of your life fit into the category of relationships of obligation, you could say that you're living in a contracted space, because the part of you that's your spirit doesn't flourish in a relationship of obligation. It needs what we could call a relationship of grace. It needs a wider expanse so that you could even begin to be aware that you have a spirit. So what are some of the attributes of a relationship with grace? Free will. Spontaneity. No control. And what's a relationship of free will? Well, hopefully, a friendship is a relationship of free will. Now some friendships are not. Some say friendships are based on, I did you a favor, you do me a favor. You owe me. And even when it's not expressed overtly, it's in the subconscious. So, but when somebody does something because they don't have to, and they do it, they call somebody and say, so how you doing? Or, let's go have dinner. Or, whatever interaction. But it's totally based on the free will of both people. Now you have the beginnings of a spiritual connection. You have the beginnings, even if you don't call it spiritual, you have the beginnings of, say, a fun connection. Because whether you call it spirit or not, your spirit is only going to manifest in the circumstance of free will. And another way of looking at it is, we talk about the idea that we're all one. And some people hear that, and they tremble at the idea that we're all one, because it sounds like we're all glommed together, and there's no individuality, and there's a group cause, and everyone has to follow a group cause. And some people respond to that concept that we're all one with that kind of thought, and they back away because they're an individual. Well, obviously, we have to look at what does it mean that we're all one, when most obviously we all have separate bodies, separate bank accounts, separate physical locations, separate cars. Your body's not mine. So what does all one mean? To me, the way I understand it, it means that there's part of us that's not any of those things that I just said. And we talked about that earlier, your spirit part. You're not your body. You're just using your body. You're not your bank account. It's what you have in the moment. You're not your car, and you're not even in your location. So we use those things, but if we think we are those things, then we have a fear of losing them all the time. The spirit part of you is fluid and changes size, and your spirit part can actually blend with my spirit part. And when that happens, when I look at you, I say I, but I mean one. When one looks at another, they are really seeing a bigger part of themselves. And that means, in spirit, they are actually one. And of course, empathy and compassion are a natural outcome of that experience of seeing yourself in another person. And if you see yourself in all people, you're now living in what our group souls call the law of one, where no matter where you go, there you are. So how do you move from being feeling separated, lonely, isolated, to the experience of wherever I go, there I am? Well, the first step is to consider it a possibility. you're not having that experience, consider that it might be possible. It might be possible when you go to work, instead of saying to yourself, oh, another day of work, another day of obligation, when does the clock end? Go say, wherever I go, there I am, once again. Because when you actually move your consciousness into that space, suddenly all your coworkers will look differently. They won't look separately. They'll be glad that you're showing up. They'll say, thank goodness. You know, many of you know Terry, who is my friend, who is one of the people that actually is one of the causes behind this call. When she started channeling spontaneously this voice that says they're the Elohim, and she does work. She has a good job, and she works at an attorney's office. And, you know, I've watched her. She goes to work, and I've watched how she changes the energy of her entire office. When she goes to work, the other attorneys love her. They love her presence. And she kind of earned that just by being able to keep her heart open and her space around her really uplifted. Now, that's, of course, that's easier said than done. And when I've known somebody for a long time, I've watched the changes they've gone through to be able to do that, because she wasn't always that way. And she knows me for a long time, and she knows I certainly was not always the way I am now. So we can change. How do we change? How do we move from this old paradigm, which so many people are living in, to this new paradigm? This old paradigm being, I'm separate, dog-eat-dog world, you're you and I'm me. How do you move into this place where there's oneness, where you can actually perceive yourself in the people around you, where you can go, wherever I go, there I am once again? Well, one of the easiest ways is to keep checking into our conference line, because that's all we deal with on this. And we don't deal with it just as something to teach someone else. There's an actual energy that's on this line that happens every day, that those people that have been diligently coming on the line, every single one of them has transformed. And that experience that I'm talking about, wherever I go, there I am, I would say, of course, to varying degrees, everyone has had some great advance or even middle advance in that area. And the reason is because not only are we talking about it, but those people are step by step building relationships with others in a safe environment, in a protected environment. And it's something that you can't learn in your mind. It's a new way of having relationships. It's a new way of perception. And it's a new paradigm. And it's a paradigm that is done by example. And the only way other people can get it is by example. And if enough people set the example, we change the world. And that's the goal. Whether how much of the world we can change, that's up to you and to me and those other people that pay attention. But nonetheless, we're setting an example of this new paradigm relationship. And it's actually happening. And people are living inside of it and having relationships with others that perhaps they never thought would be possible. I'm having that experience. And Of course, one of the things about this line is one of the reasons that's happening is because we've had some extraordinary assistance. And the assistance comes from energies and intelligences that are on the same side of what we call the veil as the parts of ourselves that are spirits. So even though we can't see our spirits, they can see our spirits. They can work with our spirits. They don't violate free will. They follow the same rules that I'm talking about, that they don't do anything unless they're invited to do it. And if they did, then they would be violating our free will. So we have this verbal communication going on, and then we have a lot of evidence going on that, in fact, that's really happening. You know, evidence meaning phenomena, physical phenomena, things that shouldn't happen. I don't know if I mentioned this last week. One day I was going to have this guy on the line. There was a fellow in my friend's house who I sent an email to that had an attachment in the email with a chapter from my book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And for those of you who have not read the book, it essentially proves that Edgar Cayce's back in the world. And it also presents the case that who was talking through Edgar Cayce was this group soul that maybe contains billions of individual souls, and that they were acting as a big cooperative in getting the answers to the questions that were asked them. And so I sent a chapter from the book, and it came in the middle of the night, and his name is Tom, and Tom called me the next day and said, the weirdest thing happened. And that is the chapter, he got the email, but he was sleeping, and while he was sleeping, his printer turned on, and it printed out the chapter. So, these are the kinds of little phenomena that consistently happen. Some of it major, some of it revolves around a healing, and some of it is like almost like a joke. They say, knock, knock, we're here. And why do they just do little phenomena like that? Why don't they do some constant miracles? Because it doesn't work. They've done it in the past, and when they do it, everyone becomes blind believers, prostrates themselves, starts calling them God, and says, please help us. The bottom line is, that is not how they want to be seen in this realm. They are friends, but they're friends that we can't see. They're in another dimension, but they can teach us. They can show us things that are bigger than what we can see ourselves. They can channel through people. And if you actually make friends with them, they'll help you. For the highest good of all concerned, they will do things. They're real. They're looking at you, just like your mother and father. You know, they are paying attention to you. And they're paying attention to this line. And there's magical energies that are working with people to keep coming onto this line. And, of course, these energies don't just work with this conference line. There are many, many people that are connecting with these energies and that they are supportive of. And some people might call it the Christ inside them. Some people might call it universal love. Some people might call it God. And truthfully, they don't care. They don't care what you call them. They just care that your intent is pure and that you're reaching beyond your physical body. They can feel that reaching. They can feel your expansion. They don't necessarily hear it in your thoughts just because you think it. You have to expand into their space. So part of what this conference call is an introduction to expanding into their space. And later on in the call, we'll do a planetary healing meditation, and some of you will feel that expansion. those people that have been on our regular calls have become used to that feeling, how it feels to expand beyond your small little body and expand into the space of another person or even a whole group of people. And we create a group space amongst us all. And that space, it doesn't exist in this dimension. But yet, our bodies feel it. There's sensations that feel it. And there's a validation. So, anyone who's listening for the first time, or recently, and has not had this experience, I urge you to keep checking back in, because we all come to the table with our own distortions, our own hang-ups, our own traumas, and our own doubts. And those things have to go away, or at least be reduced, to have this experience. So sometimes there's a process that you have to go through of releasing some of that negative stuff before you can go into this direct experience of connection with these energies in other realms. So we call them, I mean, the way they've identified themselves to me, and this is through channelings, there's two major group souls. One is the Council of Elohim, which is a group energy that's outside this physical dimension and can beam into it. And the other is the Ra group, which is made up of souls which have graduated from the Wheel of Reincarnation on different planets in the solar system or the galaxy, and now exist as pure energies helping planetary populations at lower levels. And that's us. So they are both have said they're working with us. There's been numerous, as I said, phenomena that it's true. If you're listening for the first time, I highly recommend that you go to the website conversationswithmygirlfriend.com. And this is where I tell the story of how these actual communications started with me. And if you want to hear an actual channeling, we do one Wednesday night, and you're not on PBS, though, maybe sometime in the future, but right now this channeling is on a phone line, and you're all welcome to call up and tune into our Wednesday night phone conference where we have questions and answers. And if you remember this website or write it down, it has the phone number. I'll give you the phone number, but the website is easier to remember. TheRadiantZone.com. TheRadiantZone.com. No commas, no dashes, no underscores, no spaces. All one word. And the phone number to access that is 218-862-1115. And the PIN is 88261-POUND. 88261-POUND. And that is myself moderating. I'm not a channel, but they seem to like me to hold space. And Matthew Edwards, channeling, answering questions. And whether you believe any of it or not, in your mind, the wisdom of the answers is so profound that you'll get something out of it without even beginning to believe. So that's Wednesday night, also at 6 o'clock, at that phone number. And one time maybe we'll have Matthew on our Monday night call and introduce him to the people that are our regulars on today. So I was going to, I've been talking about the people on our line that have had experiences that have been fairly profound or changed or growing. I thought I'd just unmute it and maybe... I hope I'm not sticking my foot in my mouth. If there's dead silence here, guys, you're going to really embarrass me, but I'll have to live with it. But We have a number of people on the line. In fact, here's how many we have.
There are 18 participants in the conference.
We have 18 people on the phone line right now. And we have been getting together probably for the last 2 years. Not everyone, but every night of the week, we're holding some kind of coming together on the line. And some of the people on the line have actually been on for that period of time. Now, I hear beeps coming in, and those people that just checked in, I have to tell you, in the future, because we do our Monday night call live on BBS Radio Internet Network, BBS.com, they changed their scheduling where the calls were not at 6:30 anymore, but we were asked to start the call at 6 o'clock. So I apologize that that word didn't get to you, and you can just pick up where we are, and next week, and as far as I know, forevermore, it will be at 6 o'clock. We usually put these announcements up on, we have a Yahoo group, and the Yahoo group is Dimensional Shift. And if you can go to our website, here goes all these websites, higher-vision.org has a link to Dimensional Shift. And if you join it, you'll get notices about all this kind of stuff. And so also you'll get interesting channelings in the mail. You'll get transcripts. You'll get links to audio files on a steady basis. So if you're looking for a new paradigm in your own life, we're offering a huge amount of things, most of them at no charge, so that because of the economy of the Internet and the fact that we've learned how to use it and the fact of teleconference lines that don't cost money to set up, we're able to provide a huge amount of things that you can use and utilize to change your own paradigm. And if you're experiencing yourself as being in an old paradigm that I described, that all your relationships are of obligation, there's no fun, there's no spontaneity, well, you can just pick up your phone any night of the week, and there is a connection to another energy source that may not be in your life, and if you just do it for a few months, you'll probably shift yourself. So I'm going to unmute the line. If any of you have lots of noise in the background, I would appreciate it if you would mute yourself. And some of you may volunteer to say, what was your experience when you got on the line and how have you changed as a result of being on the line, and how long did it take you to change? And why did you change, and what made the change, and did you have any amazing miracles or phenomena happen that validated for you that, in fact, this line was connected and the energy here was connected to the kinds of energies that I've described? So I hope somebody will come forward and share something. And let me unmute everybody and hang on.
All callers are unmuted.
Okay, everybody is unmuted. And on that note, do we have a volunteer in Arizona? Oh, okay. Hello?
I think Samuel was there.
Samuel was there.
Samuel? Did Samuel speak up, Suzanne?
I thought I heard someone say talk the same time I did, but I'll go ahead.
I'm not throwing anybody off cliffs, so they have to volunteer.
Okay, I found this wonderful group of people. It grew and grew over the time that I've been on this call to the amount of people that are here now. and they have sincere, high intentions. And I didn't always find that when I was looking for that in other places. And it's kept me coming back. It's I'm always feeling this wonderful feeling of wholeness and completion on this line and satisfaction with everything I hear. And nothing's missing, because I went my whole life feeling like no matter what organization or group I was in, something was always missing. And I don't feel that anymore. I feel a completeness here. And I've had so many miracle things that I couldn't even begin to mention them all. And some are so private. But it's just this wonderful feeling of I wouldn't miss the call, because I see the importance of what's being done here. And let's see, one thing happened. I have had financial situations totally turn around for me. I have had things happen that couldn't have happened, but did happen. And I just sat there and watched it all take place. And I know that lots and lots of it has to do with being on this line and being connected. And the reasons why I'm here on this planet came together after I met came into this group and started to trust and open up. Okay? I hope that wasn't too much.
No, that was fine. Thank you, Suzanne. And, see, one of the things is when you're traveling around in your own energy space and you want to change, it's really hard to do it, and I said this earlier, without a reference point. You need a reference point to tune into that's different and bigger than the energies you're carrying yourself. Does anyone else want to volunteer?
This is Anna, and I can certainly just swear what Suzanne said. I feel like there's all kinds of miracles on this everyday level that has never happened before. My relationships are just getting 10 times richer. I think that when I feel more like what I used to be overwhelmed, I now feel intrigued, because there's a more exciting world behind it that I just feel finding out about. I have somebody coming in the door. Okay.
Here we are, broadcasting Anna's visitor around the world. anyone else want to share something?
Yes, I think I'd like to. This is Bonnie from Massachusetts, and I think I think the main thing that it really has helped me, particularly lately, is to just, you know, things happen instead of just making, you know, a big deal and saying, well, you know, they should be able to do something because, you know, I've had to experience all these other things and I've had to do things. Why can't they? I just sit there and say, now, whatever. You know, because I think that it just makes you realize that it's going to be the thing that you learn before you go to another planet, that this is the way life is. And I think that I'm starting to get that, and not all days end up that way, but sometimes I'll say, well, it's on them, it's not on me.
Thank you, Bonnie, for sharing. And, you know, there really is nothing to follow here. There's just a series of conference calls. There's nothing to belong to officially. There's nothing to join. There's no tithing. There's no money. There's just the experience people are having. And, of course, at other calls, we actually share channelings. We actually share how these voices sound when they talk to me. So if you come back on Mondays, you'll eventually hear those. But this call is different. It's just kind of a call from the inside out, where people, I just decided we're creating a new paradigm, and we're creating it in the planet, which is obviously in a huge upset And there's all kinds of reasons to go into fear and panic about what's going on in the world. And yet, this group on this call, for the most part, is staying very cool and loving and holding energy through it. Anyone else want to share?
Hi, Wynn.
I'd be happy to share, Wynn.
I meant there's somebody else that...
Okay, we got two of you. Let's have the female voice first.
Yes.
Hi, Wynn. Hi, everybody. This is Mary Jo, Klamath Falls, Oregon. I think what this has helped me do is have discernment, not be wide open, and just a whole lot of very loving souls. It's really helped me go through the ascension.
Thank you. And then there was a male voice on there. Would you like to share something?
Yeah, it's Wesley. I've had two different types of experiences. One type of experience is kind of what I would classify as kind of practical in the world of work and obligation relationships you described earlier, where I was involved. I was given an assignment to manage this project that was, I really wasn't trained for the scope of activity that I had to deal with, and it was an awful lot of pressure and a lot of details. And what I found was, during that time period, I found myself connecting with the energy of the Ra and the Elohim at night and getting both kind of direction and also kind of assurance and guidance about what to work on each day as I went through this four-month project. And it was extremely successful. It was a very unique experience. It's not how I had worked in the past. It was a new mode of dealing with pressure, a new mode of dealing with a lot of details, and it was a very successful mode I found myself in, kind of co-creating this work with them. The other side that was kind of interesting is, and I've shared this experience kind of together with my partner, Diane, is that we've been able to, in different opportunities, ask questions directly of these grouped souls, and in asking the questions got very detailed, amazingly accurate and insightful answers to those questions that help us both validate the source of the who's actually answering the questions for us, and the information we were asking about, which was to do also with other spiritual experiences that we had had. So kind of it's been a very unique experience, and to have the opportunity not just to receive information, but to actually ask specific questions and receive specific answers to those questions back. So it's a pretty unique and a very kind of what I would call blessed experience to be able to participate in.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing, Wesley. And you know, Wesley and his wife are living in Northern California in Mountain View, and they're down visiting people in San Diego that they've been talking to every night or often on the conference call that they've never met. And it's right. Like this is one of the things that's happening is people are making friendships and connections start out with such a high intent that when it goes into the physical, it's already there. It's smooth. It's like, well, we already know each other. So it's a great experience. So true. Do we have one more person who'd like to share?
Hi, Wynn. It's Ondine. I can just share a bit if you'd like.
Go ahead.
I met Wynn when I was in China, and I will just share about the energy was so intense. I would call into the line on Skype, and the energy just came in so intensely through the computer. And it I know that I was able to hang on to the energy and ground it while I was there, and it was just phenomenal, the things that, that happened to me while I was there. But anyway, thanks, Wynn.
Thank you for sharing. Well, you know what?
All callers are muted.
Okay, we're actually, according to BBS's new schedule, we're supposed to be off the air at 10 of 7, which is 3 minutes from now. So for you who are listening on BBS, we're going to finish up by calling in the light. And if you've gotten to the place where you're sensitive to energy, this is a time to be very quiet and still and see what you feel in your own space. Because this is where we invoke the energy of our group and bring in the energies of these energies on the other side. And if you feel something and if you connect, I would like to invite you to please send an email to Suzanne at suzanne@higher-vision.org or info@higher-vision.org. We'll get to her. And get the whole schedule all week for our calls. They're all a little different. There's little workshops. There's things where people are talking to each other. And it's almost all at no charge. So there's no reason, if you feel connected with it, not to participate in it. And just explore it. Consider it your own experiment. And see if some of the changes that you have been looking for in yourself might manifest just as a result of this. So I said we have 2 minutes. We actually have 7 minutes till 10 of 7, 6 minutes. So I'm going to do a really good calling in of the light and a little bit of planetary healing, and then we'll close out with PBS. And the people who are on the phone line will stay on the line, and this is the thing you're missing on BBS, is we go around and each person gets a chance to use this energy for the highest good of all concerned, for their own personal prayer requests or guided intention requests in their own life. So get the phone number and you can be one of those people that check in on the line next week. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line, and that any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We ask you right now to look at your body, look where it's holding stress, anguish, pain, sadness, memories of the past that are traumatic, and let it go. Take a deep breath. Empty your body from all of those things. If you just got home from work, empty the memories of the day, the phone calls, the people, the stress, if you had it. And we're going to imagine, and of course we say imagine, but my experience is that this is actually how it works. There's an energy that radiates throughout our entire universe, and it has points of focus. And one of those points of focus is the center of our galaxy. So we're just going to imagine, shut our eyes, that energy that's radiating from that point of focus, the center of our galaxy, moving through our solar system, moving through the outer levels of our planet, finally hitting our little body on planet Earth, and moving through our body into the center of the earth. And if you shut your eyes, you might see a light around your forehead or an energy. And that energy is the energy we're talking about. You might feel that energy in down in the back of your spine, and what the Indians call the Kundalini. And you're now aware of your own energy, and each of us is going to expand our energies and reach towards each other. And we're going to connect a group energy with all those people that are on the phone line and all those people that are listening on BBS Radio. And we're going to invite those positive energies in other dimensions to join with us. Those group souls who we have identified as the Elohim group and the Ra group, we invite them to join with our energies. And this makes a huge ball of light that we are all creating. It's not being done to us. We are doing it with each other and with them. And we now send this energy around our planet. In particular, we go to the Middle East. We send it for the highest good to the Middle East. We send it to Washington, D.C. We send it to our legislative bodies for the highest good. We send it to the people in Malibu that have been struck by fire. We send it to Indonesia. We send it to Los Angeles. And right now, I'd like each of you on the line to send this energy radiating outward to your own city, to your own house, starting with your home and your family and your community, to your city. And see us as a huge network, each of us tied together as points of light radiating from us. And we've all volunteered to be here and hold this energy on this planet while it goes through this transition of changing paradigms. And if there's anyone that you know that needs healing, that needs change, that needs transformation, send this energy to them for their highest good right now. Take a moment and hold them in your consciousness. Feel them as deeply as you can feel them and connect them in your consciousness with this energy we're creating.